Greetings and welcome to the Blog Site Studio Show. I'm Mary Kane, here to help you build a better blog site. Today's post is called 5 Basic WordPress Tips to Remember Forever. When you first start out using WordPress, you learn so much it's easy to overlook some of the basic things that can help you work faster. These tips may seem elementary, and they are, but if you imprint them in your brain as soon as you begin building your site, you will save a lot of time and effort. The following was written as a new addition to my ebook, Create a WordPress Website in 10 Easy Steps, updated for version 4.1. Here are some of the basic WordPress tips to keep at the forefront of your mind. Number one, autosave retains your unsaved text. If for some reason you log out and navigate away from a post or page before you hit save or update, all may not be lost. The next time you come to that page, check at the top to see if WordPress tells you there is an autosave version. If so, click on it. Check the changes and hit the Restore Autosave. Only the changes in the edit box will be restored. Click Update to finalize. Number two, revisions hold every saved version of your work. You've made some changes to a post or page that you don't like, and you wish you could go back in time to restore the page you had before. With revisions, you can go back to previously saved versions and restore them. Just click Revisions in the Publish box or below the Excerpt box and click the version you want. Hit Restore Revision and Update and continue working. This does not restore meta tags, however, only edit box contents. Number three, navigating from dashboard to front pages saves time. Clicking the available links will take you from the front page to the dashboard, saving you time in your workflow. When you are logged into the dashboard, note the toolbar at the top left. Click on your site name or the drop-down visit page. Use that to go from dashboard to your front page anytime. Going from front to back, by clicking on your site name in the top left corner, you'll get a drop-down showing dashboard, themes, customize, widgets, and menus to take you to any of those places quickly. On the front page, the toolbar will also offer edit page, and there should also be an edit link somewhere on the page to take you there. Number four, don't diss your screen options. Screen options live in a tab in the upper right corner of most pages and make visible the options you need on the page. They are crucial for pages and posts and should be set immediately after starting a new site build. Check on them before using posts, pages, menus, widgets. For page lists, screen options allow you to set the number of items visible on a page. Number five, don't panic when you break your theme. If you make a change in your theme's code and are faced with the white screen of death with an error code, don't freak out. Your data is safely stored in a WP content folder on your server, and you have simply broken your connection to it. This is called breaking a theme and can be fixed by undoing the last change you made or by changing some code and files on your server. You can also ask your web host to restore the last saved version of your entire site. So remember the basics. Keep these basic WordPress tips at the forefront of your mind, and you could save months of time over the years you are blogging. And look for my updated ebook, Create a WordPress Website in 10 Easy Steps, available in January 2015 on Amazon.com. All of my current subscribers will get a copy free. Thank you for listening to the BlogSite Studio Show. You can read this post at blogsitestudio.com and subscribe at iTunes. And please follow me on Twitter and Facebook at BlogSite Studio. And theme music for today's show was produced by Howie Moskovich of H2M Sound. Happy New Year, everyone.